Rave Radio. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Joel Rollins here for Rave Radio and Rave Publications on day one of Infocom 2015. Been a busy day. And with me is Horst Demoser of AV Stumpful. And Horst is one of the people involved in their multimedia product, Wings. Horst, thanks for being with us.
Hi.
Horst, tell us a little bit. I'm longtime rental guy. I've been in staging most of my life. When I'm not here, I run an AV company, and I'm very familiar with a number of competitive products, but not with Wings. Tell us what makes Wings different.
First of all, AV Stumpful is since 40 years in the business, so we have two product lines. The one is the screens, and the other side is the media servers product range. We're in the media server product range since 10 years, so we have really a huge experience in that way. And one of our key features of our complete media server system, so we are a developer of hardware and software, is an automatic camera calibration tool inside, which allows you to calibrate multiple projectors in minutes. So you don't have to align the projectors anymore by hand or by the projectors itself.
Which types of projectors does this work with?
With every projector. So I'm resolution independent. I can work with all the brands of projectors. I can mix resolutions. So I can also mix LED screens, projectors, displays to warp. So that's also no problem for us.
So let me get this straight. You have a camera-based projector alignment system for a multiple projector setup.
That's absolutely correct.
Built into your media server product.
Yes, we are the only media server in the world which has this camera-based calibration tool inside the media server.
You're the only one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. How long has that been in the market?
It's since 5 years in the market, and it's really good in the market because it's very good for installations. So if you have a panorama projection or something else with three projectors in a row, you can easily put a button in the morning, or it's scheduled by a scheduler, that every day at 9 o'clock in the morning the calibration is running, and after 5 minutes you have a perfect software again without interaction.
Okay, so I'm very familiar with Barco and Christie projectors.
Yep.
And with their camera-based alignment system.
Yep.
So you're telling me that within your media server I have an alternative to that product?
Definitely, because you don't need to interact. You can give it to a secretary. He can push the button from an iPad, recalibration, and he has nothing to do with that. It's total automatic.
Okay, so in addition to projector alignment, I can script my show in Wings.
Yeah.
And I can then run that show from alternative remote controls like an iPad.
Definitely, yeah. This is also a strength of our media server system. We can do the whole compositing, the editing of the content. We can control it over the Lightning console. So we are perfect for live events. We are perfect for installations and theaters.
Okay, let me tell you my setup currently,
yeah.
Which is a number of Barco projectors,
okay.
Which I align using Barco's software. I edit my material in Final Cut Pro. And then I use Dataton to play the material back. Are you telling me that your product is an alternative to all of that?
Definitely, yeah, because we can produce the content in the Wings because we are a diamond-based system like the Dataton Watchout system. We can cut videos, we can add the real-time effects, so you don't lose Final Cut. So you can edit the content, you can edit all the things, the pictures, the videos, you can add live videos because we have capture card inside, so we can add the live signals of 3G SDI cameras as well. So,
okay, so is Wings a hardware platform with software, or is it a software platform?
It's a complete solution. So it's a hardware, a media server soft hardware solution, and the software which we develop.
Under what operating system?
It's a Windows 7 embedded system on it.
Okay. All right, and so that comes as a complete package.
It comes as a complete package with no limitations. So we have 6 servers in the product line. Every server has the same software setup, so it's unlimited. There are no restrictions in layers and timelines, and we have now a new function with multi-user.
Okay, what's the maximum number of screens or output devices I can use with a Wings setup?
With one single server, the maximum is 4 outputs, but you can cascade them if you use more than 4 projectors.
Okay, and what kind of media are we compatible with?
Our main concept, so we can play out H.264, all the main concept MPEGs and so on, QuickTime, ProReses, so every media format.
Okay, so both Windows formats and QuickTime.
Yeah.
Okay, because my stuff would all be QuickTime MOV files.
Okay.
So that would work. Yeah. What do you think, okay, besides the fact that it sounds like you're a very complete solution, what else do you think are the advantages of Wings over a competitive product?
Yeah, it is a complete solution. So it's a complete solution out of the box, and it's very user-friendly. Maybe you know we came from the HDAV world, from the presentation world. So them traveling around, they want to show you the show to the audience, and it's very user-friendly. So you learn the Wings very fast, and it's not so complex to learn. And the other function we have developed a complete new protocol behind. So that's the AVIO protocol, which allows you to connect every function to control. So we can control the whole conference room, we can control the projector, so we can add scripts in it. So it's really a complete solution for our installations as well.
So ideal for something like a corporate briefing center with a show that you play for everybody that comes in. That could be Wings based, and I could control the lighting and sound in the room in addition to the show itself.
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then you have iPad, I presume iOS-based utility that you use with this, or is it browser-based?
It's both, because it's a Windows-based operating system, and the software itself is Windows-based. So if we want to play native, you have to use a Windows-based Microsoft Surface, but we can also host the project, the Wings project, the Wings Touch project as HTML5, and then you can connect with any device in the world.
As somebody who's you know, principally involved in the development of this product, if you were somebody new who wanted to get involved in producing a Wings-based show, how long would you think it would take to learn to do it?
What we offer is 2 days training. They are always free of charge, and in these 2 days, you're definitely fit to make your project.
Okay. How's this product handled in the United States? Are you through distributors, or...?
We have a distributor in Chicago and also in Orlando.
Okay, and where are classes held? Where are classes on how to operate the product? Do you fly to Chicago or Orlando for them?
Yes, so we have training rooms in Chicago and Orlando, and we have operators around the globe.
Great. What's the maximum resolution on a single display for Wings?
We have no restrictions in resolution. So the software itself has no resolution restrictions. The restriction is always the hardware.
Okay. So if I were developing 4K material, for instance, 4K material is already compatible with Wings.
Yeah, this is compatible with Wings. We can play out 4K from one single server. What we are now in development and we will bring out at IBC is a Wings Engine RAW, which is able to play out 3 times 4K uncompressed TIFF at 60 Hertz.
Wow. It must take some computing power.
Yes, so that's a huge SSD rate in the background and the PCI Express 3.0 to handle all the data, because we are able to play out 6 gigabytes per second. That's more than a DVD.
Yeah. Okay, now you have a live input on a Wing system.
Yes, we have.
What kind of inputs does it accept?
3GSDI or DVI.
Okay. All right. So, and at any resolution that it's compatible with, I would presume.
Definitely. Yeah. So we can have 4x 3GSDI, so we can capture 4K cameras as well.
Okay. So with multiple servers, I could have multiple live inputs?
Yes, but if you want to show the live pick on every output, you have to connect to every slave.
Sure. Well. Sure. I would presume. So each slave is driving a display.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. How many outputs on a single Wing system? I mean, if I have 3 projectors?
Yeah, we have 2 options. We have a dual engine and a quad engine. And if you have 6 projectors, you have to use a dual and a quad engine.
Okay. Do you have an idea what MSRP or suggested retail price for the dual engine product?
The dual engine starts as a complete package, software and hardware, with under 10K.
Wow. That's actually pretty reasonably priced,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
This is something that, you know, as media develops over the next few years, what's your next development path for Wings? What do you see as next for Wings?
For us, the next step is the uncompressed content, because, you know, the resolution is getting bigger and bigger, and there are really big clients who want to show the quality of their content. So we go straight ahead to uncompressed TIFF sequences. Then you definitely need also a fast PC behind, a fast SSD. So we are using SSD enterprise disks, and you definitely use also a 10 gigabyte LAN connection to copy all this data, because you know the copying time is always very short. So if an example, if you copy a 20 minutes 4K uncompressed with 10 gigabyte, it's around about 20 minutes. So it's in real time.
Yeah, yeah, it's a heavy bandwidth requirement.
Yeah.
So during a show with multiple Wings systems, are they networked or is there some kind of bus that connects them together?
They are networked.
Okay.
And we can frame lock them over the graphic card.
Okay. And what's the limitation on that network? I mean, what, it has to be a 10 gig network?
No, it's a 1 gigabyte network.
Okay, so just straight gigabit networking. Anybody switches?
Yeah.
Great. Wow, it sounds like a fascinating project. Do you know what your stand number is here?
It's 3459.
3459. So for those of you who want to see a demonstration, Horst is actually here. I was standing over his shoulder a little earlier watching him demonstrate some of the aspects of the Wings system. But for those of you who are listening to my show in the rental and staging industry, seriously, stop by and take a look at it. I was very, very surprised at what I was seeing. And Horst, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Joe.